In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Theologians tell us that the essence of sin is to be separated from God, from one another, and from all of creation. To be separated from God, from one another, and from all of creation. Because relationships matter to God. Relationships really, really matter to God. So much so that I think when we hear in Matthew's reading for today, in verses 23 and 24, God is actually telling us, Jesus is telling us, that God would rather that we repair relationships, go out and repair relationships before we come to church. Rather than coming to church, God would rather that we fix our broken relationships. Jesus, in our reading for today, is still giving us the Sermon on the Mount. When we think of that Sermon on the Mount, we think of the Beatitudes, right? Blessed are the meek, blessed are the poor, blessed, blessed, blessed. And then we heard last week, Fred got to preach on, you are the salt of the earth. Let your light shine before others. And then Jesus continues on with what we have today, which sounds like some pretty harsh words that he's speaking. And we have to remember that he's speaking to his disciples. And this whole sermon and teaching is about being Jesus' disciples and about bringing about the kingdom of God. Because that's what Jesus was all about, right? And in this particular teaching, he is talking about relationships and the way that we live together. And he's taking the laws that the Israelites, the Jews, had been living with, and he's telling them that it's more than just the letters of the law, that it really is about the way we live in community in a broader, richer, fuller sense. When we say that we love God with all our heart and mind and being and our neighbor as ourself, to love our neighbor as ourself means more than I'm just not going to kill Judy. It means that I also need to be careful about the way I speak to Judy. It means that my words matter. It means that words are powerful things, and they can cause hurt and pain and damage. They can destroy. They can tear apart. Our words matter. How we speak to one another matters. When Jesus talks about adultery is more than just being unfaithful to your spouse in the way we consider adultery, but rather also is the way that we might lustfully look at someone else. It has to do with a lot of things, right? It has to do with the way that that objectifies another person, doesn't look at them in the way that they are fully and wholly and richly who they are and what they bring and how they offer themselves to the world. And it also is hurtful and damaging to your relationship with your spouse. And it also can be a really slippery slope, right? It has to do with the way that we are committed and in a relationship in our marriage and how we honor that and respect the person that we have committed ourselves to, as well as the people around us. And when Jesus talks about divorce, listen carefully to the way he says that, right? He talks about how that Moses had told them that they could write a certificate of divorce to their wives. Because men were able to just dismiss their wives in divorce at the drop of a hat. for no reason whatsoever, could just write them off, divorce them. And those women and her children were left decimated with nothing and no one, no safety nets, no one to care for them, protect them, look after them, provide for them, nothing. They were disposable people. Jesus is saying, no, we don't easily discard people. We make commitments and we care for them. And we make sure that they are taken care of. We honor that. We care for that. We uphold that. We make sure that they are cared for. And when Jesus says, don't swear an oath, don't say you have to put your hand on the Bible and say, I swear to God I'm telling the truth. Live your life with integrity. Let's be trustworthy. Let what you say and what you do be honest and truthful always, so that the people around you know that they can trust you. Live with integrity, so that as we live in community, we know that we can trust one another, that we can count on one another, that we know that when you say something, you're going to honor that. You're going to be righteous and true, that you're going to honor what you say and do, and we can count on you in this community. Relationships matter to God, and how we live with one another and live in community and reflect that kind of commitment to one another, honoring one another, loving one another in that way, respecting one another, is the way we live in the kingdom. It's the way we live in the kingdom. And Jesus goes on with that hyperbole about cutting up our arms and our pulling out our eyes and all that kind of stuff to emphasize how important this stuff is. Because if we don't do that, we're creating our own hell here on earth. When we become people that easily discard one another, when we can't be trusted, when we don't honor our relationships that are supposed to be the most precious to us, we're creating a place that none of us want to live, right? It's full of pain and suffering and anger and hurt. God values, cherishes relationships. Relationships with God and with one another and with all of creation. Take a moment and think about it. It's helpful for you to close your eyes. You can close your eyes. You don't have to if that makes you a little uncomfortable. Some people like to do that in a crowd, right? But imagine, think about for a moment, your most important relationship. One that is healthy and whole and good, that sustains you regularly. Imagine that relationship. What makes it good? Why is it so important? And offer thanks to God for that person, for that relationship. Now I want you to think about a relationship that has suffered some damage. Don't think about blame. Just think about the relationship, what's broken. And hold that person and that relationship in prayer. And ask God what you might do to move that relationship a little bit closer to health.
Gracious God, we offer before you these relationships that need your loving care. We ask that you would use your law and gospel of love to inspire us, to strengthen us and guide us, to heal and restore relationships that are broken, that we would value and hold dear the relationships of our lives as you do. In your Son's most blessed name we pray. Amen.